Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender, changing the world 6 minutes at a time. Well, sometimes 7 minutes at a time. Yeah, you're right. I have been known to change the world 10 minutes at a time. That's right. In fact, I think last week I averaged about 10 minutes a show, didn't I? 10.65. Very good then. This is Martin Zender, changing the world 10.6 minutes at a time. Sometimes I just can't control myself and I'll change it. I remember changing it once 25 minutes at a time. That was that crazy Friday show a couple weeks back. Anyway, this week we're going to talk about holiness. Well, I'm going to talk and you're going to listen. I'm going to back myself up constantly in Scripture. It's just going to be ridiculous the way I continue to prove my point. It's going to be amazing. Holiness sounds so scary, doesn't it, when someone tells you to be holy? I think there are places you can go. They have holiness training. Doesn't that sound like fun? Let's go participate in the holiness training. Yeah, where do I sign up for this? I'd like to enjoy the weekend, so maybe I'll sign up Monday and become holy then. Holiness sounds hard, to be holy. Well, I want you to look at the subtitle this week's adventure. The subtitle is what? Why It's So Relaxing. That is truly funny. Holiness. Why it's so relaxing. You're only going to get this at Zender Talk. I envy you for being here. You got to tell all your friends about this, that there's a guy telling us how relaxing it is to be holy, how holiness is a relaxing enterprise. You ever heard that at your church? No? Well, come on aboard. And this, I'm going to prove it. I'm just kind of introducing the radical concept to you today so you can get used to it, dip your feet into it a little bit. Holiness is a relationship to God. It's not a state of moral perfection. Oh, man, what a huge difference between the truth, between the scriptural usage of this word and the theological usage. The theological usage is wrong, and it has crept into even our dictionaries. And I'm going to give you an example of that today, right now. Holiness. Now, everybody wants to be holy. This is a thing that we desire. We want to be sanctified. By the way, sanctified and holy come from the same root word. Hagion, H-A-G-I-O-N, Hagion, that's a Greek word, and it means consecrated or set apart. Now, the word saint is simply the noun form of the word holy, same exact root word, Hagion. A saint is a holy one. If you are holy, that describes you, then you are a saint. One's just an adjective, one's a noun. It just sounds pretty, it sounds awkward to say that you're a holy, so we will call you a saint. Same root word. A saint is a holy person. Now, to hallow something is simply to make it holy. You might even, if you want to mix these words up, you can say you saintize it. You're going to saintize, not sanitize. That's the theological usage. Theological uses assumes that a saint is sanitized. That's not necessarily the case. That's why I'm here to tell you that you can be a saint even while sitting on your sofa watching television. I almost hate to tell you that, because I don't want you to sit around on your sofa watching television. It's a colossal waste of time, but yet it behooves me to say this, that you can actually be a saint while sitting on your sofa watching television. That being said, don't do it. But you can do it, because it's a relationship with God that exists 24/7, 365, no matter what you're doing. Yeah, this is from God's point of view. Wonderful stuff here. Hagion, saint, holy, hallow, holiness, sanctify, sanctification, saint, all from the same root word, hagion, and that's good for you to know. Now, don't bother looking in a dictionary for a definition. The reason is because a lot of these dictionaries are borrowing the theological usage. You know, dictionaries, a lot of times, they record the meanings of words in accord with the current usage of the words, and current usage is not necessarily correct. In this case, it certainly isn't, specifically the theological usage. And so if the assumed meaning is wrong, then naturally the dictionary is going to be wrong. And I will say theologians, theology is incredibly far from what the Scripture defines holiness to be. And the way you find what Scripture defines holiness to be is by looking at contexts in the Word of God. And by doing this, and we are going to do this, you're going to see that the current usage is wrong. Therefore, the dictionary, quote, definitions, unquote, are wrong because many of them are based on usage. Did you get all that? I hope so. This is the prevalent idea in any standard dictionary. This is the prevalent idea of holiness. One, the state or quality of being holy. Don't you? All these dictionaries do that. An idiot is the state of being an idiot. They define the word with the word. Anyway, two, a completeness of moral and spiritual purity, perfection and integrity, absolute moral purity, perfect sanctity. A lot of times this is said of God, in which case it's true, but not because we're using the word holy. Get to that later. Three, perfect, this is the common idea, perfect conformity and purpose and character to the moral law, freedom from sin. That's why holiness is always seems like such a hard thing. Think, be holy, and I've got to be free from sin. I've got to be in perfect conformity to the purpose and character of the law of Moses, whatever. And I'm not holy until I reach this state of moral perfection. No wonder that holiness training is frustration training. No wonder that everybody cringes when a preacher bellows from the pulpit, be holy, be holy, be holy. I got a story to tell you about this. I'll probably get to that to the end of the week, about a Mennonite preacher that challenged his listeners to be holy. Be holy. Woo! Got it. You'll love this story. I actually went into Mennonite country. You know how nervous that would make me. And I listened to a Mennonite preacher. God willing, I'll get to that next week. Later this week. Four, the state of anything hallowed or consecrated to God or to his worship. This is the true definition. The state of anything hallowed or consecrated to God or to his worship. This is true. Now, the conception of holiness that is moral or spiritual perfection, anybody who has that conception of it is going to believe by default that nobody can be a saint until they've been glorified. And yet Paul, in many of his letters, well, in all of his letters, calls the believers by the name of saint. We're going to look at passages where Paul does this, and most of these people in the Scripture that Paul calls saints are far from morally perfect beings. You remember that the Three Stooges? Gentlemen, someone comes in, looks at the Three Stooges, says, gentlemen, they look behind them. Paul might have done that with the Corinthians. Hey, saints! They look behind them. Where? Who? Saints? Where? We're not saints. But you are a saint. You're a saint. It's objective, not subjective. And we will begin investigating the juicy details of that tomorrow. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you.